Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Please be advised, this show contains coarse language, scenes of child abuse, and triggering situations. Listener discretion is advised. Previously on Ice Cream.
Hey, Elgin.
Is everything okay, buddy?
Hey, I can see that the cream I gave you last night worked. Your skin's already clearing up. Nice.
I think I witnessed an abduction last night.
An abduction?
Yes, Brianna, she's gone. Oh, my God. What happened? Did you see anything? Did you see her?
She then started to sing the ice cream song to the guy in the truck, getting louder and louder each time. Before she could finish the song, he grabbed her through the window and drove away.
Can you describe to me what the ice cream man looked like?
His skin, it was like porcelain.
Porcelain?
Yeah, like smooth as a doll. It was like glass.
I believe you.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's a perfect cover to think about it. Our parents and teachers tell us we shouldn't talk to strangers. Even when we all do it one night a year, they check our Halloween candy for razor blades and stuff. No one questions the ice cream man.
The only person that really believes me is a 15-year-old girl that lives right across the fucking street.
Enough! Mr. Handsome is not out to get you or anybody else.
Dustin?
No. Dad, it's Dustin! He's gone, Dustin! Dustin!
911 Podcasts presents Ice Cream. Created by Adam Murciano and Adam Blanford. Directed by Antonio Cordero.
Officer Wilson.
I made it over as soon as I could.
Victim's name's Dustin Foster, 10 years old. His brother Elgin, who you interviewed the other day, claims he was taken by the ice cream man. They say his name's Mr. Handsome. All available units are searching the town for the truck, but no luck so far.
Shit. How long ago did he see this happen?
30 minutes ago.
Okay, where's the family now?
They're inside the house.
Copy.
What am I gonna say to their mother?
Mr. Foster? Where's Elgin?
He's just over there.
Thank you.
This can't be happening. This can't be happening.
It's okay. Hi, Elgin. Do you remember me? I'm Officer Wilson. I took took your statement the other day.
I know who you are.
And what's your name?
Olivia. I live a few doors down.
Hi, Olivia.
Why didn't you take what I said seriously? You didn't even bring him in for questioning. Now he took my little brother. Another kid gone because of you.
Elgin, calm down.
It's okay. It's not about taking you seriously or not. We just don't have any proof or evidence. We didn't even have a license plate or a name to go on.
How many kids have to go missing before you stop this fucking lunatic, huh?
None. But we need more than an eyewitness. Mr. Foster, do you mind joining us, please?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to start by saying that I understand this is a very traumatic situation for everyone, so if you don't want to do what I'm about to tell you, that is 100% okay.
What is it?
All right. You said Mr. Handsome comes at what time?
Well, 3 p.m. and 11 p.m. is what we noticed.
Right. This is unorthodox, but in an attempt to catch him in the act, I want Elgin and Olivia to go undercover.
What?
Just hear me out. The two of you will stand outside this house waiting for Mr. Handsome to return. If he arrives, you'll approach him as if you're going to buy some ice cream. Meanwhile, my team and I will be in unmarked cars watching the entire time. If he tries anything, we'll have the entire area blocked off, so he can't get anywhere. He's not going anywhere. What do you say?
Are you out of your goddamn mind?
Sir?
Dad?
No, my son just got taken. You want to use my other son as bait and catch this fucker? Get out of here!
Dad!
Elgin, one second.
You make sure that my son Dustin gets home safe. That's your job.
Dad, stop it! What other options do we have? If Olivia and I can lure this guy out safely, why not?
I just want my boy back. I want my boy back.
I know, Bobby. We're doing everything we can. This is a nightmare for all of us.
If you think the plan's gonna work, then fine. You just make sure that the boy's safe.
You have my word. Both Elgin and Olivia will be completely unharmed. Okay. Thank you all. Try and get some rest tonight. We'll be back first thing tomorrow, and we'll get your son back. I promise. Can I get everyone's focus over here, please? Remember, there are police all around us, undercover and heavily armed. If he even tries to attempt anything, just back away with your hands up, and we'll be out in seconds.
Okay, got it.
Plus, you both got wires, so we'll hear everything.
Got it.
All right, it's 2:48 now. Let's just go over the plan one more time.
Okay. So we wait for the ice cream truck to come around 3 p.m.
And we wave him down.
Buy the ice cream.
And if he makes us sing, we sing.
You got it. Just as we discussed. I'll be sitting in that car right there with your father. We'll be watching everything in perfect view. Officer Bennett and the others are just down there, and a couple units are hiding between the houses just right over there.
I still don't know about this. I mean, what if he just snatches them? What if he kills them on the spot? I mean, we don't know how dangerous this guy is.
Deep breath. I promise you, it'll all be okay. It's him versus all of us. Okay, everyone. Places. Our subjects should be arriving shortly. You got this. You're gonna be great. Come on, Bobby. Follow me.
hold my hand. We're not letting each other go. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, everyone. It's 2:59 p.m. Subject should be arriving any moment. From here onward, stay sharp.
Copy. Ready, copy.
What time is it?
Officially 3 o'clock.
I don't hear anything.
Patience.
Any sign of the truck?
Negative.
What if he got what he needed? The kid's from this neighborhood and now he's just gone to the next town. Gone forever.
Hogan, chill. Breathe. Focus. He'll be here. He's here.
Hey, there he is, there he is.
Okay, team. Our subject is approaching. When he stops the truck, move into phase two positions.
Copy that.
My heart is beating like crazy.
Yeah, me too.
Subject is parked. All units move into phase two. Over.
Copy.
What's happening? Why are they just standing there? Why are they not doing anything? They're not even talking.
Shh.
What can I get you guys today?
I'll get a...
2 vanilla cones, please.
Coming right up.
He really does look like a porcelain doll.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That'll be $1 each.
He's charging them.
No neighborhood discount or anything?
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't think he charges his victims. Okay, he's handing over the ice cream.
Shit.
Everyone stand by. They're about to make the transaction.
Hey. I recognize you.
You do?
Yeah. You're Dustin's older brother.
I am.
This sick motherfucker.
I'm glad to see that the cut on your forehead's doing better.
Yes, it is.
Hey. Where is Dustin? Does he want some ice cream too?
What did you do to my fucking brother?
Elgin, stop!
Shit, he's kicking the truck.
Elgin, get down! Stop kicking the truck, Elgin, stop kicking it!
Hey, he's trying to get away, go!
Block the cul-de-sac, ice cream truck is on the move. I repeat, block the truck. Go! Hold on, Bobby! Freeze! Police!
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hello, my name is Officer Wilson. Do you have any ID with you?
Sure, yeah, of course. Do you mind uncuffing me so I can get it?
No, unfortunately I can't. You're being detained for reckless driving, endangering a minor. ID, please.
Left pocket.
Okay. Alec Jones.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you get the name Mr. Handsome?
I don't know. People in the neighborhood just started calling me that one day. Could be because of my skin.
Is this a fake ID?
I beg your pardon?
It says you were born in 1928, which would make you 60 years old. You don't look a day over 30.
Well, thank you. I'll take that as a compliment. You can check my other IDs, it's all the same, officer. Look, officer, all I was doing was serving some kids ice cream. Everyone loves me here. The only reason why I started reckless driving was because of that kid, Elgin. He was kicking my truck.
I hear you. But you're also a person of interest in a missing persons case, Mr. Jones.
What?
You think this is funny? We have reason to believe that you've abducted 3 children.
No, that's not true at all.
Do you recognize any of these 3 children?
Yes, of course. I serve them ice cream all the time. That's Brianna, that's Johnny, and that's little Dustin. They're missing?
Yes.
Look, Officer Wilson, whatever you need to do to clear my name, I'll comply. I'm an innocent man, okay? And I want those kids home safe.
How about we start with your truck?
It's all yours.
Okay. This is Officer Wilson reporting. I am now inspecting the interior of the suspect's ice cream truck. I'll document as I go. Okay. Everything appears to be normal. No sign of struggle. Yep, looks like the cupboards are clear. Moving to the front area. Front area is clear. I have eyes on the freezers. Freezers on the truck are clear. Actually, there is something here. I'm collecting a sample of what appears to be viscous red substance. I'd like to send that away for analysis. Appears too thick just to be grenadine. I think we got something.
Everything okay?
Yep, everything's okay.
Good. See, I told you I'm a good guy.
Well, we'll see about that. Would it be okay if my team and I did a search of your residence?
Really? My home?
Is there a problem, Alec? Because if there is, I can get a warrant.
No. Not at all, officer.
Great. Bennett, put him in my car, please. I just need to talk to Elgin and Olivia quickly.
You got it. Watch your head.
Hi, you two.
I'm sorry I lost my cool. He was pressing my buttons.
Hey, no need to apologize. What you both just did was extremely brave, so thank you.
Did you find anything?
Nothing in the truck, but he's still a person of interest. We're going to search his home now.
Home? Do you think Dustin is there?
I can't be sure, but we'll contact you and your family if there are any updates. Thank you again.
Should we follow them?
You read my mind.
Hey, Dad, Olivia and I are just going for a bike ride. We'll be back before the streetlights turn on. I promise.
Hey, stay close by. I'm concerned. Elgin! Elgin!
Left! Turn left! Okay, slow down! Don't follow too close! That's his house! Okay,
quick, let's hide there! Behind those bushes!
He doesn't live far from us.
Let's go, buddy.
Jesus. Look at him.
He's so creepy.
So, where do you guys want to start? Garage, backyard, inside?
We'll start with the ground floor, see where that takes us.
Sure, yeah, of course. Like I said, whatever you need to clear my name, I'll do everything I can to get those kids back home safely, okay?
You can uncuff him, Bennett.
Alex! What's going on?
Everything is fine, Eleanor. They gotta check some stuff around the house. It shouldn't take long.
Who's this?
Eleanor, my wife.
Alec! Hello, officers. Are you okay?
Yes.
Hey, I recognize you.
You do?
Yes, you're the skincare lady. You go door-to-door selling that face cream.
Yes.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. This is very unprofessional right now. I have to say that it's the most amazing thing I've ever used.
Oh, thank you.
No, thank you. I had a bunch of sunspots on my face and some crow's feet around my eyes, and after using your product, it all went away. It made me feel so young again.
Officer Wilson, you good?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Sorry. Let's go inside. We got work to do. All right, top floor looks clear.
Main floor's cleared.
Just the basement, and we're out of here.
Officers, may I interest you in a sloppy joe? I just made them for supper.
No, thanks. That's okay. We should be done soon.
Okay.
Who's this in the picture?
Oh, that's our son, Charlie. He was 12 years old in this.
Cute kid. Must be all grown up by now.
He would have been 20 years old today.
Sorry to hear about that.
You know, his favorite meal was Sloppy Joe's. So, that's why Eleanor and I make it every year on this day to remember him.
How did he pass, if you don't mind me asking?
He choked. It was an accident. Obviously. I did my best to try to save him. I couldn't...
Yes.
Fully
yes,
get...
Yes, you did. It's okay. It's okay. That's enough. Don't you have to search the basement?
Thank you very much. We won't be long.
You know, that's why I took it so personal today. I loved my son. I loved being a dad. I would never hurt anyone, not even a fucking fly. Charlie loved ice cream. God. That boy would eat it all the time. That's why after he died, I went out and bought myself an ice cream truck. I do what I do, so I could see the joy on children's faces, just like how it brought Charlie joy. So to be accused of something so heinous, so disgusting, like kidnapping a child, I take offense to that.
I understand, Mr. Jones. We'll just check the basement and be out of here.
Follow me.
Just watch your step here. Okay.
Here it is.
Jesus, you think you got enough freezers down here?
You gotta store them somewhere, right?
Right. May I?
Yeah, of course. They're all unlocked.
I'll start over here.
Can I ask? What exactly are you guys looking for?
Yeah, anything that's gonna help us find these kids.
Even the smallest clue could be major.
Yeah, no. Of course.
I'm good over here.
And basement's cleared.
Wait, there's Wilson.
She's leaving the house. Why isn't he cuffed?
I guess she didn't find anything.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, thank you for your cooperation.
Of course, and like I said, if I can assist in any other way in this investigation, officer, please let me know. You have my number.
Just drive carefully next time.
Oh, of course. Sorry again about that. Hey, Officer Wilson?
Yeah?
Am I a suspect in this case?
Not at this time.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Good night.
Good night.
I was so scared.
That is precisely why we do not keep the children here. I'll be back soon.
There's Mr. Handsome.
He's getting into his car.
We gotta follow him.
Wait, it's getting really dark, Elgin. Why your dad get worried?
We have to follow him, Olivia. Quick, he's leaving. Come on!
Okay. Where are we? It's all like farmland.
There! He's pulling into that driveway. He's getting out of the car. Hide!
Okay. He's walking towards that big house.
We need to get inside of there.
What? Elgin, no! It's too dangerous. We're trespassing.
Just follow me. Stay quiet.
Okay.
Sorry, my children. I have to deal with some unpleasant business. We will feast after tonight's ritual. I promise.
Elgin, this is a bad idea.
We're almost at the house. Just a quick peek.
Brianna, I ask you please to step up. You are next in line to be preserved.
I can't see through the window.
Hey, side of the house. This window is better.
Brianna, I ask you please step into the tub. Thank you for your sacrifice.
It's Brianna. What the fuck is he doing to her? Do you see Dustin anywhere?
No!
Beelzebub, Lord of Flies, Devourer of Flesh.
Keeper of souls, I call upon thee to receive the bounty promised to you. In times of old, hear me, come forth and receive my bounty of the mortal plan to sate thy hunger in the fires of hell.
Holy shit. Elgin, he's freezing her. Alive.
Ice Cream stars Adam Murciano as Mr. Handsome, Alec Jones, Hunter Dillon as Elgin Foster, Princess Davis as Olivia, Lauren Jackson as Officer Wilson, guest starring Eric Hicks as Bobby Foster, Brock Morgan as Officer Bennett, and Diana Coffini as Eleanor Jones. Additional performances by Jonathan Winstead and Raj Paul. Created and written by Adam Murciano and Adam Blanford. Directed by Antonio Cordero. Music by Noam Kroll, Prosody, Kios, Christopher Mo Ditlevsen, Bill Ferngren, Anthony Earls, John Bjork, Kai Engel, Cryo Chamber, and Ethan Sloan. Sound design and dialogue editing by Adam Murciano. Recorded by Andrew Conroy at Flash Recording, Vancouver, BC. Cover artwork by Jordy Clark. Graphic artwork by Trey Trimble. Special thanks to Caroline Young and Annie Huang at the Characters Talent Agency. Additional special thanks to Jessica Huang. Ice Cream is executively produced by Adam Murciano for 911 Podcasts. This has been an ACTRA UBCP production. For more on Ice Cream, follow us on social media. Links in the show notes.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.